So, did you all manage to find all 8 clues? Yeah? Most of them? So, but what are you looking for? What is this treasure that we're looking for? What are we talking about? Where is it hidden? So, some of you who have been collecting the clues will recognise that actually they are the 8 they symbolise the same as the memory verses that we've been doing through the series of Philippians over the last few months. So we're going to look back a little bit over Philippians and look at the clues that Paul gives us in this letter and see if we can follow this treasure map to get through to the treasure at the end. So first of all, clue 1. Could somebody who found clue 1 please read it out for us? So, anybody?
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. Chapter 1, verse 6.
Thank you, Angie. So, back in September, we learned that God always finishes what he has started. So he has started a good thing in you, and he will increase your love, your wisdom, your discernment, your purity, and your fruit. He is the builder, and he will finish building your house. So unlike many treasure hunts that might end in disillusionment or failure, I'd imagine some of the people who are searching for the Fen treasure ended up that way. Unlike those treasure hunts, God will see you through to the end. You have started this treasure hunt, and God will help you to see it through to completion. Jesus promises that if we ask and seek, then we will find. And the treasure is available for everyone. It says in Deuteronomy, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law." So how about clue 2? Now we got to this in the second week that we looked at Philippians. So can somebody read me, tell me the memory verse from clue 2?
For to be, to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Thank you. So we learnt that despite the circumstances that Paul lived in, he had great joy. Joy through the dark moments. So for me to live is what? What's your answer? To die is what? Do you welcome death or do you fear it? Do you welcome that door opening into Christ's presence? And that's a really challenging verse, isn't it? So we discover in Matthew that Jesus said, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you. So God has given us his secret treasure, but have we actually, each of us, used that key to open the door into God's treasure chamber? We then moved on to clue 3. So could somebody read me the memory verse from week 3, please? Got it in stereo, fantastic. So we heard that we ourselves have a responsibility. So while God gives us his treasure freely, we need to conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. And that can be quite challenging, but thank goodness that actually God can use and recognize our human frailty. Where we fail, he can use his power to pick us up and use us. It says in Corinthians, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. How about moving on to clue 4? Yes, Di, thank you. Brilliant. Thank you. So Moving into the second chapter of Philippians, we read of the amazing character of Jesus, and we're challenged to have the same attitude as him, which is an extraordinary challenge, isn't it? And we also learnt about having a servant heart, just as Jesus does. And Isaiah tells us that God calls us each individually by name, and he'll help us to do this. Because it says, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. So how about clue 5, which we got onto when we got to chapter 3? Can somebody read that one for us?
I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I've lost all things.
Thank you. And in that week, we were challenged about what we valued and what its worth was compared to our relationships with Jesus. And in our life group, we were asked a very challenging question. It was pitched as, if a non-believer asked you what was so great about being a Christian, what would you say? Would you say, well, I kind of quite like the friends I have at church, or, you know, breakfast is great, and sometimes we do lunch, and life group's good, and it's something to do on a Sunday morning. But no, if you strip all of that back, if you take everything away, if you take away everything, all the blessings that God has given us, everything, the only thing that is really of true value is our relationship with Jesus. Jesus told a story about a man who sold everything he had in order to buy a field, because he knew that the field contained hidden treasure. So what would you be prepared to give up for the sake of the treasures of heaven? We then moved on to further on in chapter 3. Could I ask somebody to read out clue 6? Thank you. So we learnt about aiming for that goal. Because on a treasure hunt, it's very easy to get distracted, to get waylaid and to go down a different route or down a false path. And what we're reminded of is to actually keep pressing on, aim at the treasure, aim at the prize at the end. We're reminded in Matthew to not store up treasure on this earth, which can rust and be destroyed, but to store up our treasure in heaven. We then move on to just last week with the 7th clue. Could somebody read that for me, please? Thank you. So that was just last week, so chapter 4 of Philippians, and we're getting near to the prize. We're collecting all these clues, and Paul tells us we must present our request to God and leave our worries with him. In Proverbs, it tells us to call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding. Look for it as for silver and search for it as hidden treasure. And then we will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. We need to be persistent in our search, because we're not going to make it without God's help. And then finally, we come to the last of our passages in Philippians. So we get to this week, the final clue. Who wants to read that one? Thank you. So this is our final clue. So in verse 12, Paul tells us he has discovered an amazing secret. Now, generally, secrets are best if they're not shared with lots of people. And I found a quote from Benjamin Franklin that said, "Three may keep a secret if two of them are dead." Now, I read in the papers a couple of days ago that the media is anticipating Prince Harry and Meghan will set a date to get married in May. Now, maybe they have secretly got engaged. Maybe this is their secret. And sooner or later, we'll find out if this is their secret or if it's just a rumour. But generally, secrets are meant to be kept. But oddly, this is a secret that Paul seems keen that we all find out about. Because Paul's secret, this secret of being content, is a bit of an odd one. And it's actually something that a lot of people have been hunting for. Throughout history, people have been desperate to find the secret of contentment. And in fact, the pursuit of happiness actually forms part of the American Constitution. But is it our right to be happy? What exactly is contentment? Is it different to happiness? Well, apparently 80% of young people, when asked, said that their major life goal was to be rich. And 50% of them said that their major goal was to be famous. But interestingly enough, there's been a study going on in America over the last 70 or 80 years, and it's been following the health and happiness of about 800 or so men. And their conclusions have been quite surprising, because actually what makes these men happy and healthy is not wealth or fame, but it's actually good relationships, social connections, and satisfaction with these relationships. Because happiness, when you actually look at it, is actually derived from the root word hap, H-A-P, hap. And that means chance. And that's the same root that gives us the word happening. So happiness is circumstantial. It depends on certain things that happen around us. Now, if Paul had been dependent on what was happening around him, it'd be reasonable to expect him to be pretty miserable, because remember, he was writing this letter from prison. But Paul tells us that actually he's content. And he repeatedly describes the joy that he's experiencing. But what does he mean by joy? I got a quote here from Dwight L. Moody, who said, "Happiness is caused by things that happen around me. Circumstances will mar it. But joy flows right on through trouble. Joy flows on through the dark. Joy flows in the night as well as in the day. Joy flows all through persecution and opposition. It is an unceasing fountain bubbling up in the heart, a secret spring the world can't see and doesn't know anything about." So the entire letter to the Philippians has echoed with joy. So Paul is really keen to let us in on the secret. And he asks the question, what is the secret of contentment? Well, anybody who has been through Sunday school will know what the answer always is for any question. So what is the answer to the secret of contentment? Jesus. Yeah. And sure enough, in the next verse, Paul goes on to tell us that the secret is Jesus who gives us strength. So the final and most crucial clue on our treasure hunt is that we need to have a relationship with Jesus. But what exactly is this treasure that we're hunting? Well, the answer comes right at the end of the book of Philippians, almost in the last verse. "My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus." So we've followed these clues given in the book of Philippians to reach the prize, and the treasure at the end of the hunt is God's riches. And where do we find this treasure? Only in Jesus. So Paul's letter of joy Joy is mentioned over 14 times in it. The prize is God's treasure, the kingdom of God, a relationship with Jesus that results in pure joy, whatever circumstances throw at you. But this secret that Paul talks about has got to be the worst kept secret in the history of the universe. This is a treasure map to find treasure which is freely available to anyone who asks for that map. Do you know there are 31,102 verses in the Bible? These are all clues which will point in one direction, and that is towards Jesus. This secret treasure, the treasure of having a relationship with Jesus, the one who created the world, the one who died for my sins, the one who is the king over everything and everyone. This is more precious than gold or silver or jewels, worth everything we have. The treasure is the only way that any of us can say with any confidence we have learnt the secret of being content in every circumstance. So here's the challenge to each of us this morning. First of all, have you found God's treasure? Can you say with confidence that you have discovered the secret of eternal life? And if you have, are you living your life as someone who has access to the huge wealth of God's kingdom? One of the things I noticed in the treasure hunt earlier is that people were actually helping each other. They were saying, oh, you know, the cyclist one is over there and somebody's passing out the envelope to people. So people were helping each other find the clues. So in the treasure hunt, the treasure map to find Jesus, are we actually pointing the way to our friends? Are we telling them about the clues in the Bible to actually show them the way to Jesus? And looking back through Philippians, this amazing little book that we've been studying for the last few weeks, are we confident that God is completing a good work in us? Can we say with Paul that to live is Christ and to die would be awesome? Are you living a life in a way that is worthy of your status as a prince or a princess of the kingdom of heaven? Is your attitude like that of Christ Jesus? Are you prepared to give up everything that you hold dear to cling to the only thing that really matters? Are you pressing on in the treasure hunt of life to win the prize? Do you bring everything to God, having confidence that only He will give you the strength to do all this? Have you learned that the only way you can reach the treasure of God's riches is through Jesus? Because this, my friends, is the secret treasure.